From Nat's Numbers, I'm Nat, and this is the Numerology Chick Podcast. Let's decode the superpowers in your chart and in the people around you to create magic, synchronicity, and empowerment in your life. Welcome to episode one. What in the world is numerology? I'm so glad that you're here, and I have to just start fresh out of the gates with a confession. I have been actively practicing and studying numerology for, about a decade. And when I first started, I used numerology, but I didn't believe in it. Ugh. And before you burn me at the stake, here's what I mean. As an 8 life path in numerology, I saw that it was producing results, and we as 8s are result-oriented. So I knew that there was something to it, but I didn't understand why it worked. And so over the course of this past decade, I've had several professional existential crises, which really have served me well. And I think in this podcast, they might actually inform, enchant, and serve you too. But it's important to question and doubt what we're most passionate about, because it enables us to get to an even more thrilling truth. So in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing some of the stuff that I learned about numerology, what it's all about, and why it has enchanted my life. I hope that it ends up enchanting yours. So let's start out with the traditional definition of numerology, which I just Googled, by the way. So numerology is the study of the occult, or you could also say the magical, meanings of numbers and their supposed influence on human life. Now, how this looks typically nowadays is that if you go to a numerologist, it usually means that we are decoding the meaning of numbers in your birth name or birth date. But here's the thing, that definition wasn't enough for me when I first started out, right? That numerology is the study of the meaning behind numbers. I wanted to know, where did this come from? Why was there a meaning behind these numbers? Why, although I saw it producing results in people's lives when they decoded the superpowers in their chart, why did I feel like I was missing something? So I started some epic research. I studied the history of numbers in Mayan, Egyptian, Greek, Asian culture, which, by the way, that those cultures are steeped in number mysticism. I studied the Greek mathematician Pythagoras, who was, oh my gosh, you guys, we could do a whole podcast on him. He was super crazy eccentric, really fascinating guy, 2,500 years ago. I also studied Plato. He was a Greek philosopher, and he had his concept of ideal forms, which was starkingly similar to the concept of numbers and superpowers in numerology. I also came across the work of Carl Jung, a Swiss psychiatrist, who coined the term archetypes, also very similar to the concept of numbers, fundamental patterns that show up over the course of human history and human psychology. I started studying archetypes, or those same patterns, in fairy tales, in movies, in storybooks. And I even started to research artifacts, 10,000-year-old cave paintings that depicted these numbers in motion. And here's what I learned. Numerology is actually decoding the patterns of human behavior and the patterns within the universe as a whole. Gosh, when I discovered this, I felt like Scully in the X-Files, you know, shuffling papers in the middle of the night, having epiphanies. Numbers are not just arbitrary traits or qualities. They point to a fundamental divine design. They're not a human invention. Here's a quote from Heinrich Hertz, who is a German physicist who proved the existence of electromagnetic waves. He says, quote, "One cannot escape the feeling that these mathematical formulas have an independent existence and an intelligence of their own, that they are wiser than we are, wiser even than their discoverers." That's good. So once I discovered what numerology was really about, that it was actually 10,000 years old, if not more, that it was actually labeling these fundamental patterns, I started a document on my computer, I still have it, titled Numerology Observations. And here I wanted to document the evidence of unexplainable synchronicities that I observed in this work. Let me give you a couple off the top of my head. Up until that point, all of my bosses happened to be these like eccentric, conspiracy theorist, hermit-like seven life paths. All my girlfriends at that time were all five life paths, these adventurous freedom seekers. I knew two women, one from my high school years and one from my adult life, who were both prom queens and homecoming queens of their high schools. And guess what? They both had three life paths and three name numbers. Three is the number of the social butterfly. My father, oh, this was such an incredible one. My father was a political activist throughout my whole life, and he would drag me to protests in Berkeley. We would lay our bodies out on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. He is a double nine, a nine life path and a nine name number. The nine is known as the humanitarian and the activist in numerology. Oh, and I remember too that when I learned what the dominant superpower or number was in my chart, I had this memory emerge of being in sixth grade, Mrs. Howlett writing the number 8 on the chalkboard. And it was like a freeze frame moment where I was just entranced and enchanted by this symbol to the point that I started doodling it on all of my notebooks, decorating it with leaves and flowers. Even to the point when I got married to my first husband, I had it engraved in our wedding ring. So after discovering this new definition of numerology and documenting these unexplainable, miraculous synchronicities of this divine design showing up all around me, I started my second phase of my research as a numerologist. Kind of my favorite part, really, observational investigation. So I wanted to study human behavior. I wanted to see numbers in motion and in action, not just in a textbook, not just in pictures and symbols, right? It's not enough to just intellectually understand a number. The number is just like a label. It's like the cover of a book for describing that story, that living and breathing friend or force. So I started going to coffee shops and to city parks to people watch. Luckily, I'm a woman. Can you imagine if a man was going to park benches to quote unquote study human behavior patterns at playgrounds? But that's what I did. I remember I had yet to really see the number 5 in real life, in motion. And I was watching kids play at a playground. This little boy must have been like 6 or 7, could not be contained on this jungle gym. I mean, he was just running around and his parents were trying to kind of herd him back into the center. And finally he saw an opening and he bolted out of the playground into the street. And his parents started yelling his name, right? Joey, Joey, get back here. And the moment that they started yelling, he gleed with delight. And I have this image of him, you know, legs and arms as fast as he could running, but his little head turning and with that mischievous smile, just giggling That's the number five. That's the adventure seeker. That's the rebel. That's the person that cannot be contained, that needs to break the rules. I remember being at a hotel in Napa, California, and I went out to the public hot tub, and there was a woman that was happened to be sitting there. I told her about my work, and she reveals to me that she had been a labor and delivery nurse for over 2 decades. And in all of those instances where she had helped to assist in the birth of thousands of newborn babies, she made this incredible discovery. She told me, "Natalie, every single baby already had a personality. Fresh out of their mother's womb. Some babies were extroverted, some were introverted. Some were quiet, some were loud. Some were looking around at their environment, scanning. Some were looking deep into your eyes. Some seemed to be jovial and light, and some were super, super serious and focused." So the difference between numerology and, let's say, the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, DISC, is that although all of these different modalities are all sort of speaking similar languages in terms of fundamental instincts and behavior patterns, numerology functions under the belief that your birth date and your birth name are encoded patterns that you're born with, right? That there are ways to decipher your true, authentic inner nature and inner design. Ultimately, numerology teaches that God gave you gifts, that it gave you superpowers, and numbers are a way to tap into them, right? Numbers are these living, breathing forces that animate and enchant our lives. So ultimately, the epiphany for me in my research was that numerology is studying that divine and supernatural force in ourselves and in those that we love. And when we accept the brilliance and the genius of who we are, that's when our lives become supernatural. We're actually able to create magic in our lives intentionally versus by accident. We can actually recreate the best moments of our lives by leveraging the brilliance of who we are. And my favorite subject right now, which will definitely be showing up in this podcast a lot, is that you're able to learn what makes you inherently lovable and how to love and bond with those in your life who have a different set of superpowers. So please stay tuned for more podcasts coming up. I'm going to be interviewing people based on what it's like to have a particular superpower in their chart, and maybe it'll be one of the superpowers in your chart. And I'm also going to be revealing some of the awesome secrets that I've discovered about these incredible numbers and patterns in our everyday lives. So please go ahead and review this podcast. Send me your comments on iTunes. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.